Today we've been singing Hallelujah.
今天我们在唱哈利路亚。
There's a great joy in the heart.
He
is risen.
在我们的心里充满了喜乐，他复活了。
But let's go back to the first.
但是让我们回到第一个复活节。
The first Easter or the first resurrection morning.
第一个复活节就是第一个复活的清晨。
Can you imagine what it felt like when someone came and said, "He is risen"?
你能想象当有一个人来跑来跟你说他复活了
？It must have stunned them.
肯定让他们震惊不已。
Because they none were looking for his resurrection.
因为没有人会在期待他的复活。
Not even those that he had told he must die and that he would rise again.
甚至不是他的门徒，他告诉他们说他会受死，但是会复活。
They weren't looking for.
他们根本没有期待这件事发生。
Because you see, they were looking for a conquering Christ.
因为他们在期待的是一个征服的基督。
Not a suffering Messiah.
而不是一个受苦的弥赛亚。
As we read, we hear that we feel the downcast in all of them.
但是我们可以看到他们里边的沮丧，如果我们读四福音书的话。
Even when Mary Magdalene saw the empty tomb, she said to Jesus, who was she thought was a caretaker, "Tell me where they've taken his body."
甚至像抹大拉的玛利亚，她来到坟墓空坟墓前，她看到耶稣，她以为是管园的，她就告诉她问他说：“你把基督的身体，耶稣的身体在什么地方呢？”
So can you understand what must have happened to those groups of that group of people?
所以你能想象在那个早期教会那群人，他们所能感受到的吗
？They saw him.
然后突然他们看见了。
They ate with him.
他们跟他不仅看见他，而且跟他一起吃饭。
And all the time, I think their hearts are saying, "He rose. He rose from the dead. He really did."
然后他们心里可能说，他真的复活了，真的从死里复活了。
He really did.
是的，他确实从死里复活了。
You see, when he rose from the dead,
当他从死里复活的时候
，things began to happen.
事情有很大的事件开始发生。
First thing was that he had conquered sin and death.
第一件最重要的，他征服了死亡和罪和死亡。
You see, we don't understand that.
我们不太能理解
what it meant that he conquered death.
我们不太能理解，不能了解说什么意味着他征服了死亡。
Well, you say to me that means he conquered death himself because he rose.
首先呢，他自己征服了死亡，因为他从死里复活。
It has a far greater meaning than that, my friend.
但是呢，我的朋友们，这件事情的意义远胜于此。
For one thing, there became no more paradise.
因为从那个时候不再有乐园就不存在了。
Now that he had conquered sin and death, when you and I die as a Christian, we wake up in heaven with him.
现在呢，因为他征服了罪和死亡，作为基督徒，如果你是基督徒的话，当我们离世的时候，我们就和他同在。
Paul said to be absent from this body is to be present with him.
所以保罗就说，离开身体就是与主同在。
Then he became the first fruit.Of the resurrection.
然后他就成了复活出熟的果子。
You probably never even thought about that as you wrote it, as you read it, do you?
你读圣经的时候大概不会想到这个。
But it has a tremendous implication.
但是这是有一个很巨大的一个影响。
It means that he became that fruit that eventually will bring about the resurrection.Of God's children.
然后他好像就是一个出熟的果子，预示了以后所有神的儿女的复活。
He set in place the events of the second resurrection.
他立定了第二次复活的事件。
So you see, you and I are living between Easter times.
所以呢，我们现在其实生活在一个
Easter today and Easter when we are resurrected to be with Him.
其实我们生活在两次复活之间的时代。第一个呢是他复活的时间，第二个是信徒复活的时间。
Now the last resurrection that we talked about, the second resurrection, is the resurrection when he said, "I go away to prepare a place for you."
第二次的复活说是他说我去是为了你们预备一个地方。
But I will come again.
但是我会再来接你。
To receive you.
去接你们。
Hallelujah.
感谢哈利路亚。
That's the resurrection I'm looking for.
那是我所期待的，我所盼望的复活。
I'm thrilled that it rose the first time.
我当然是为他第一次复活、头次的复活，我的心里。
I'm going to be thrilled at that second resurrection.
我心里激动不已，为他第一次的复活，但是我更激动，我在期待着第二次的复活。
Now, that second resurrection has been placed in the Word of God for us.
第二次的复活，圣经里有讲到。
In different places in the New Testament, it will tell us.
在新约里不同的地方讲到。
Paul said that resurrection will be a rewards ceremony.
保罗说第二次的复活的时候会有一个领奖的一个仪式。
It's the judgment seat of Christ.
是耶稣的审判座。
Now it's not when he's going to judge the believer or rather the unbeliever. No, not then.
他不是在那个时候，这个审判，基督的审判座不是他来审判这个不信主的人。
There's going to be a time when I am going to judge the righteous.
他说有一个时间是他要审判这个义人。
He's going to take all that we have done.
他就会把我们所有所行的一切
He's going to put it in the fire of his judgment.
他会把我们所做的工程放在这个火的试验当中
And everything that comes out as pure gold,
只有那些金的那个纯金的
we will get a reward for
然后我们才能够得到这个赏赐
Also, he talks about a supper.
然后主耶稣也讲到这个婚宴就是一个
This supper is not for the Old Testament saints.
这个婚宴不是给旧约的圣者的圣徒的。
For the angel told Daniel, rest until the end times.
因为天使告诉但以理说，你就先休先你就安息。
But this is for the church.
这个婚宴是给教会的。
This is going to be a great marriage supper.
这是一个很不能想象的一个婚姻的盛宴。
This is when Christ and the bride, the church, will be united forever.
这就是羔羊要和他的教会会永远的在一起的一个婚宴。
God used to talk about Israel as his wife.
神在旧约里，神讲到以色列是他的妻子。
That there was that binding between them.
在神和以色列像夫妻之间有一种连结。
But this is the binding between Christ and his church. And that'll be a great marriage supper.
但是这个是羔羊基督和教会之间的连接，这会有一个婚姻的一个很盛大的盛宴，或者盛大的婚宴。
And this is a time when we begin to reign with him.
这个也是一个我们开始跟他一同做王的时期。
But all this is brought about because we're going to have a time of the second resurrection.
这是因为这些事情发生，是因为我们会有一个称为第二次的复活。
The second resurrection.
第二次的复活。
Now the first resurrection,
第一个头一次的复活
was in doubt,
不用怀疑。
And fear, the disciples doubted, they feared.
头次的复活里边有很多的怀疑混乱。
They couldn't recognize this.
他的门徒不能认出来，也不能理解。
But the second resurrection,
但是第二次的复活
is one that his church is looking for.
却是他的教会所期待的。
One that as Christians we anticipate.
作为基督徒，我们在盼望的这一天。
And we can anticipate the second resurrection because of the first resurrection.
因为头一次的复活，我们可以期盼第二次的复活。
It has been proven scientifically and historically that Jesus died and rose again.
在历史上，在科学上都可以证明耶稣死了，并且从死里复活。
This was something now they could get their arms, their hands around.
现在他们真的是可以确实的找到这个证据。
He really rose.
他们确实可以证明说耶稣从死里复活。
So he's saying to us, this second resurrection is coming.
所以他耶稣对我们说，第二次的复活马上就来临。
Now he didn't talk about any evil in the world was going to bring him.
他没有讲到这个世界上的罪恶。
He didn't talk about the end of the world.
他没有讲到说这个末世。
He just said, "When I prepare a place for you."
他只是说，当我预备了地方为你，为你预备了地方，我就会再来。
So you see, this doesn't count on the end of the world.
所以呢，这个还不是讲到末世。
This doesn't have to be before the tribulation.
这个也可能也不是说不一定是说一定是在这个大灾难之前。有可能是明天
next week,
这有可能是下个星期
all prepared for us.
当他被我们预备好的地方
That's why they call him the first fruit of the resurrection.
这就是为什么我们说它是复活的出熟的果子。
You see, the first resurrection dealt with the Redeemer.
第一次的头次的复活是讲到我们的救赎者，救赎者他必须要从死里复活。第二次的复活
is when the redeemed are taken.
而是第二次讲到被救赎的复活。
And the third at the end is when everything is restored, when he comes back as the conquering king.
第三次讲到他从云中降临，作为一个征服的王。
So you and I have a tremendous hope.
所以我们有一个伟大的盼望。
Or a tremendous fear.
或者有一个很巨大的恐惧。
He tells us he's coming again.
他告诉我们说他会再来。
Now you can believe it or not.
你可以相信或者不相信。
He didn't care if the disciples believed him or not.
他不在意他的门徒是否相信他的复活。
And when I say care, I mean he was going to do it anyhow.
他说那个在意，就是说不管你怎么感受，他这件事情就会发生。不管说他的门徒是怎么想象的。
Well, they didn't believe him, but he came and he rose again.
虽然他的门徒不能相信。
And just as sure he's coming in the second resurrection.
不管他的门徒是怎么感受，他是从死里复活了，就如此，就如这样，他第二次的到来也是这样。不管我们是否相信。
So, if you want to go.
如果你想参加这个婚宴
you have to be prepared.
你要准备好
And to be prepared, you must be a child of God.
准备好怎么准备好你必须要成为神的儿女
You're not born a Christian.
你并不是生下来就是基督徒
You're only born again in the blood of Jesus Christ.
只有在主耶稣里的宝血里重生你才是
The very
才是他的儿女
first word of the gospel message is repent.
福音的第一个字是什么吗就是悔改
Now, we sort of sweep over that word.
然后现在呢就慢慢的把这个悔改给好像大家把这个词不再提了。
All you have to do is accept Jesus.
然后我们就说哎呀你要接受主啊。
Just accept him.
你就接受他吧。
And they do, and you're, now you're a Christian.
然后你说
Now you're in the church of God. Now you're part of the family. Listen, my friends.
然后说哦你现在是基督徒了你就是神的家庭的一部分了朋友们请听我。
He said we have to repent.
他说你们必须要悔改。
Why do we have to repent?
我们为什么要悔改?
Because he's got to get us to the place where we're humble.
他要把我们带到一个地方我们谦卑下来。
When we begin to see that we are dust.
让我们能看到我们不过是灰尘。
When we begin to recognize that I'm not really that great.
让我们真的能够认识到我们不是那么伟大。
And when you begin to see the greatness of God.
当你真的看到神的伟大的时候。
And the power to change lives.
看到神改变人生命的大能的时候。
And his great expansion of his universe.
然后他对宇宙的浩瀚无比。
We should be on our face.
然后我们就应该趴在地上敬拜他。
Lord, I'm sorry for what I've done.
主啊，真的是为我所做的一切，我感到难过。
I'm sorry for my little lies, my little manipulations. I'm sorry for my little stealing that I thought was just a, and my little white lies. I'm sorry for these things, and some have a lot more.
主啊，求你真的是，我真的是为我所不管是撒的小谎，不管是偷窃，还是我的这个操纵，我为这些难过。
I don't care what anyone else preaches.
不管说别的人是给你讲的什么
says,
不管你是什么属于什么教派
says,
圣经上讲的很清楚
that's what I'm going to be judged by.
那就是我要被
says,
我被审判的标准
repent,
圣经上说悔改
and then believe that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses you,
然后相信主耶稣的宝血洗净了你
and then begin to testify what he's done.
然后为他做见证为他在你生命中做见证
这
是神很奇妙的福音
So if I'm going up in that second resurrection,
说如果你想去这第二次的复活
I've got to belong to his family.
我必须要属于他的家庭
I've got to be born again into that family.
我必须要重生才能进到他的家庭里
None of my goodness is going to count.
你所有的好行为都不能
Why? Because
都不算数。
Jesus said one day when a man called him good, he said, "No one is good but God."
因为为什么呢？有一个人有一天说，对耶稣说，良善的夫子。主耶稣说，除了神之外，没有良善的。
So today, as we look at the first resurrection,
所以今天我们看头次的复活。
There should be something in our heart said, if he did it then, he must be going to do it the next time.
如果我们心里会说哦，他过去他真的照他所说的复活了那么他一定会让他所说的来第二次有第二次的复活
As you read the Bible,
当你读圣经的时候
begin to see how God proclaim something.
你就开始看神的宣誓，神所讲的。
Sometimes it's 1,000 years later, maybe it's 7 years later, but whatever God proclaimed, it happened just as He said.
神不管宣告什么事情，有的时候是一千年以后才实现，有的时候是7年以后就实现。但是不管他什么时候说，你看他一定会实现。
I can prove it over and over.
我可以一次一次的向你证明。
So get your ear in tune for that trump of the Lord.
所以让你的心来期待那个号角的声音的吹响。
When he said the dead shall rise first.
他就说死人必先复活，在基督里死的必先复活。
Now I'm going to be cremated.
我选择是要火化。
Now don't gasp.
不要叹气，因为那个火化会比较便宜。
It's just cheaper.
就是因为我选择，就是因为这个比较便宜。
Now I bought a tombstone for my mother and father.
我给我父母买了一个那个墓碑。
And my mother's name's here or there, whichever way, one of them.
反正我爸妈的名字都在上面。
There's a little vase on the top, vase on the top.
然后在那个墓碑的上边呢，有一个小孔。
And they're going to put my ashes in there.
然后那个有一个洞，然后他们把我。
And when that trumpet sounds, I'm going to get there before my mother and father.
然后
a head start.
然后因为我是在那墓碑碑上面有个小洞，我就准备把我的骨灰盒放在那儿。所以呢，当时那个号角吹响的时候，我想我会比我父爸妈先复活，因为我在上面。
It's not a doctrine.
这个不是一个仅仅是一个教义。
It's a command.
这是神的诫命，神的命令。
It was a promise.
这是神的应许。
A promise to us.
这是神给我们的应许。
So let us remember this first resurrection.
让我们纪念这第头一次的复活。
It's just the first fruits of the second generation.
这个是初熟的果子，是代表我们，让我们展示会有第二次的复活。
So get ready.
所以呢，准备好。
I believe many of you are.
我相信很多人准备好了。
Remember the thrill of how they have found out he arose? I can think that electricity would have gone through him. He arose, he really arose.
就像他的门徒，当他们发现真的知道主耶稣复活的时候，他们那种兴奋和激动，好像被电击了一样。
And I can think one of those days when the trumpet sounds, I'm going to hear it.
你知道吗？当那个号角吹响的时候，我们能听到。
And something's going to happen to me.
然后有些事情会，我会发现一
个改变。And a twinkle of an eye.
圣经上说，在眨眼之间。
Not a wink.
不是这样子使劲的眨眼睛。
Not a little blink.
也不是这么使劲的。
But a little twinkle. You say they see that little twinkle in their eye.
圣经上眨眼之间那么快。
We're going to meet him.
然后我们就会看到他。
What a rejoicing!
这是何等喜乐！
Get ready.
准备好。
He loves you so much. He'll miss you.
他很爱你们，爱我们，他会想念我们。他的爱是那样的伟大。
But he cannot go beyond his judgment and his reality of what is right and wrong.
但是他不能超越他所认为的对错，不能超过这些。
He has risen indeed.
他的确是复活了。
感谢主，哈利路亚，他已复活，哈利路亚。